And we're calling this teaching, Behind Power is Pride and Lust. Behind power is pride and lust. And I want us to start off with Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 15. And many of you know this, but here it speaks of Lucifer, how he tried to rise up and become God in the throne of God. And immediately he was cast out of the presence of Almighty God because of his pride and his beauty. Let's read this from Isaiah 14 and verses 12 to 15. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mountain, the congregation, on the furthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. There we are. And we know that the scriptures tell us that a third of the angels fell with him as well, because they actually believed that he could do it. He could take the place of Almighty God. How foolish, how blind. And here he was, the anointed cherub, probably the closest to God on the throne. But instead of looking to God, he looked away and he looked at his own beauty. And he thought, you know, I can be this. I can be God instead. And immediately he was cast out of the presence of Almighty God. This is why God is against pride, because pride caused the first sin and rebellion before creation. It was there at the time when God created in the heavens when this rebellion took place. This was before creation. This was before man was created in the image of God. You see, we have to learn that God cannot create anything as equal to himself. Otherwise, he would not be the true and mighty God. In fact, he can't do it in that sense, because he is God. He is Almighty God. So anything he creates, he speaks into being, is not as great as he is in power, might, and wisdom. It is simply a type. And so that tells creation everything, man, all that God has done, that we are secondary in comparison to Almighty God. And to assume that we can be like him, equal to him, is absolute, utter folly. And this is, of course, exactly what happened to Satan, who now is in rebellion against God, consumed by his own pride. And we're told in scriptures that he blinds the eyes of many. And he not only blinds them from seeing God, but he blinds them also with his own pride, his problem, his rebellion. And that is why God has to deal with it, with each of us, like he does. So there we see this. So we're calling this today, Behind Power is Pride and Lust. It's interesting that what we've read there is how prophecy can have a twofold purpose, speaking of the fall and judgment of Babylon and the fall of Satan. Because, of course, Babylon was a city of pride. and thought it could be like God. And we are told in the last days that there will be a mystery Babylon, or a type of Babylon. And it's often said in Christendom that the USA is that mystery Babylon, that type of Babylon that is spoken of in the last days in Scripture. And it could well be. But we will look at areas for deliverance, because one will see if there's a problem. Because often with pride, with lust, because the two generally work together, you will often see that there is a pattern at work, which is a good giveaway that something is not right. And God is getting our attention to bow the knee before his presence to get the enemy off our back. Because you see, the enemy has a hold on us when we hold on to that pride, because it comes from him. We see, particularly with governments, particularly Western governments, although it's shifting now to the East and Far East, because when power comes, wealth comes, we often see this lust for pride and power. And it's also interesting that where there is power, pride, particularly in governments and whatever, it often can be shared. And this is, of course, why we have the EU. The EU is about power, control. And that is why they have joined together, because it makes it stronger and more controlling. And yet everyone thinks that the EU is such a good thing. What is behind the powers, principalities that are working? The lust, the pride for power, control, which of course we're going to see in the Antichrist, who will be demanded to be worshipped. It's all leading towards that. And wherever there is power, pride, it always weakens man, controls him. And our history books are filled of all of this. And so we see that wealth often gives power, and particularly which leads to corruption. This is why over these last 30 years or so, since the technology, computer and everything, we have seen wealth on levels that is absolutely eye-watering. There's people who have wealth which is incomprehensible. It just seems impossible that one person can have such power. And what is behind always that works, that lust for control, power, recognition. That is the nature of it. It's corruption every time. And the Bible has so much to say with regard to this, but we'll just look to something here in the book of Proverbs. In the book of Proverbs 13, let's get to this. We need to get Proverbs. Proverbs 13 and verses 4. Proverbs 13 verses 10 to 11. 10 to 11 of Proverbs 13. And it says this: by pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well advised is wisdom. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. And so there we are. Much of what is now gained on the internet and everything, a lot of it is so dishonest. It is corrupt. And so we find that there is this falling away that the Word of God says. But of course, before the Lord comes, we are going to see where God is going to judge power, commerce. We see it in Revelation 18, Babylon, Mystery Babylon, how it falls and how they wail and they lament at their great loss, which will be almost virtually overnight. That certainly must be to do with shares, the stock market. It will act like a domino effect. We've already had signs of this in the past, where so much has been wiped off, billions lost. They are all warnings telling us what is going to come, because God is going to bring down lust, corruption, the pride that is behind it. And then we move to education. Our schools, our universities, all geared towards giving power. It's interesting that the Apostle Paul was probably one of the most gifted of the Pharisees with regard to knowledge and understanding of Old Testament, the Torah. But look what God did. God stripped him from all of that. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 1:26. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26. He says here, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are." So God strips everything that smacks of pride, lust, control, power. He brings it down for the purpose, as we've just read in verse 28 at the end, to bring to nothing the things that are. That's what it's for. So that God's power and anointing through Jesus Christ may be perfected in us. That is the power. That is the glory that we should be aiming for, striving for, believing for, not in ourselves. This is why we decrease, that he increases. And this, of course, is why we preach and teach the cross. Because the cross deals with this pride, this lust, this control for power. Many churches have divided or fallen apart because someone or in the ministry or whoever it is wants control, power. This is why Jezebel is mentioned in Revelation in the church. That spirit wants power. It's pride. It brings in lust, uncleanness, compromise, you see. And this, of course, is exactly what Jezebel did with Ahab. She controlled her husband. He was king. He was the anointed over Israel. But she usurped that and brought in the prophets of Baal, corrupted the priesthood, compromised, became sensual. And that God raised, as you know, Elijah in which to judge this. And this is why, again, God is restoring the fivefold ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. He's anointing these ministries that will deal with this control, this lust for power, this seduction, to keep Christ's body pure and holy and separated from the world. That's one of their functions. And God is restoring these again. The children of Israel were perished in the wilderness because of rebellion. They wanted power over Moses to destroy him, to get rid of him. There is power, lust, pride working. We want him out of the way. All that he has said to us is a lie. Here we are, supposed to enter into the promised land, and there are giants. And you know the rest. You know the story. We quoted it many times. And what did God do? He gave them up, and they perished in the wilderness because of rebellion, pride. They wanted power. They wanted to raise their own leaders and not God's anointed. And you have that exactly that goes on in so many churches and denominations. They do not want God's anointed over them. They want to appoint men they want, or women these days. And there is the corruption. That's all part of the Jezebel spirit that works. This is why it's mentioned in the book of Revelation. It's very important. It is a demon at work. And so as a result, with the children of Israel, Israel perished, is put to one side until the times of restoration, where God again will turn to his ancient people and forgive their rebellion, their pride, their stiff-necked. You see, they wanted God, but on their own terms. And this is what it does. There are so many Christians, or profess themselves Christians, who say they love the Lord, but it's on their own terms. Because they're not prepared to take him as Lord, which means master. And we can't do it. It's the same with the Word of God. You've got many who select what they like in the Word and reject the rest. You can't. You have to take it from Genesis to Revelation. And this is why the church has been under such power, control. It has been so targeted by particularly the Jezebel spirit. In many ways, Catholicism is Jezebel. It's a counterfeit. Let's turn to Revelation 2, verse 20. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20. And here he speaks to the church where there's corruption at Thyatira. And he says here in verse 20, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you have allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols." Corruption. In other words, what it's saying is they're calling themselves prophets. They're calling themselves teachers, pastors. But they're not. They're held, seduced by that demon. And that is exactly what that demon wants. That's what it wants in the house of God. And this is the huge problem that we have today. And that's why God calls us out from among them. Come out from among them and be separate, as the word says, and touch not the unclean thing. Many of these churches' assemblies are unclean. And that's why they always lust for power and control. And you will always find that people in them are controlled. That's why they don't want to leave, because it's a false security. They've had it drummed into them that you leave the church, you will not be saved, you won't get to heaven. They hold them by fear and condemnation. Jesus never did this. When Jesus challenged the rich young ruler, and he was a good, upright man, but when he said to him, "Sell all that you have and come follow me," he was sorrowful. And did the Lord go after him and try and entice him back? No, he let him go and left him to the mercy of God. And that's why when God gives leadership, that anointing, and he places upon a man, he's not going to control with it. It's the same with family. It's the same with children. Parents, you correct your children, but you don't control them. And there's a difference. Because that's witchcraft. That's wanting power, control, lust over them. And where you get control, that control that works, this is where often you get those perversions that start to come in to second and third ancestral holds. When witchcraft control is present over families, children, it opens the door to unclean demonic forces. That's what lies behind it. These movements that we have so much that come up now in these last days is all a form of control. Political controls, rebellion, different movements, full of them. It's control. This is why God doesn't want us involved in politics. He wants us to pray, to intercede, get in warfare, because that's where things change. That is where corruption is dealt with and exposed, you see. And we see today now that man wants power, control over his body. He wants to change his body from a woman to a man and a man to a woman. Transgender ideology. Wants to change his looks with all these tattoos or plastic surgery. It just goes on. What is behind all of that? Pride. And that door opens to uncleanness, to lusts, because he takes his eyes off God and he looks at himself, and I am God. Look at me. I'm a God. And this is why they all parade themselves today like they do. And medical science is just as bad. It promotes all of this stuff. How about the banks, insurance, and all that? They want power. Vanguard, BlackRock, which is insurers, controls the whole of the economic power of the world. It controls all industry, all commerce, all banks, everything. It's a pyramid. And you can trace it. People have done it. And they said it's in a pyramid form. Well, isn't that interesting, eh? That's occult. And what is at the top of the pyramid? The third eye, the cabal. They want power, control. And this is why we're seeing the corruption. And the cabal, the power, will put the Antichrist into that place of authority and leadership. The book of Revelation shows us that nations will give him the power. Where do they get that power? It's from the very top that control the whole of the world, the financial system, the banking, and so on. And this is why everything has to be regulated and changed all the time to keep that power going. That's why nothing is the same. That is why you don't know your bank manager anymore. You knew him when you went to the banks years ago. He often looked after your finance. You knew who he was or she was. You don't get any of that today now. Everything changes. Because it all has to be regulated. New laws keep being passed. More bureaucracy being passed, putting us all more and more under pressure. That's all satanic. No wonder people are cracking up. We have mental problems that's off the chart. And it's all designed. Power, control, lust. It's the spirit of Antichrist that's at work. As the Bible shows us. Let's look at two last scriptures before we close with this, because a lot of power is revealed through the sin of the tongue. The tongue, words can control, and they have power. And let us just look at some scriptures in this. Psalm 34 and verse 13. 34 and verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Why? Because otherwise it's control. Gossip, criticism, behind it often is control. And this is why we have to guard our tongues. We have to give our tongues and mouth and words over to the Lord, that he will take the reins of that. What does it say in James chapter 3 and verse 8? James chapter 3 and verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. So there's only one that can tame that, and that is the Lord. And if you don't give it over, then it can't be tamed. And that will be the problem. You will find that you are saying things that is unedifying, controlling, deceitful, and it always has pride, control behind it. This is why we have to give these things over to the Lord. And we take up our crosses daily and we follow the Lord. We see so much, and it's so much recorded in Scripture, where this lust for power, pride is. I'm reminded of Delilah, who wanted power, control over Samson. And in the end, he gave into it. He gave into that lust, that power. And he lost his power. But in the end, God vindicated through him against the Philistines. They just have these illustrations in the Word. They're all there to show us and to warn us that we are to walk closely with God, that otherwise we fall victim to it. And as we've been talking today, behind power is pride, lust. And that is why God challenges that it in us, and that we are to bow that knee in his presence so that the enemy is removed from our back, as Peter tells us. Pride causes such damage in the house of God, because you've got saints, some of them, who refuse to bow the knee. But God wants meekness, lowliness, gentleness from us. Long-suffering is the fruit of the Spirit. So when we go through a trial, or when we're tempted, or whatever it is, there's always a fruit there to manifest as we allow that fruit to do its work. It's there through your new birth, through the baptism of the Spirit. It's just we're not aware of the fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit is Christ in you. It's him. It's his virtues. And as you just yield, there a fruit will manifest and take over. This whole walk is simply about yielding, not resisting or fighting against God, but coming to that place and admitting, Lord, I cannot do this. I cannot control my tongue. I cannot control my temper or whatever it is, but I hand it over to you. I bow my knee in your presence. I lay it at the foot of the cross. Deal with it in whatever way. And God will. Of course he will. He's not going to turn a deaf ear to that. That is exactly what he's been getting you to that place, to lay it at the foot of the cross. And when you find you're doing this, you're confessing this, praise and thank the Lord, because that's God working in you, both to will do for his good pleasure. And we can rejoice and we say, deliverance is on the way for me. Change is on the way for me. I'm going to become more like my Saviour. Then praise and thank him. And you watch. It happens, and it will happen, because our God is a supernatural God. He's miraculous, and he's making saints out of us. He's getting us ready, because we're destined for the throne, to be with him throughout eternity, to be like him, not by might, not by power, by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God.